USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Spending is expected to hit a record this Cyber Monday. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online shopping is projected to top $11.2 billion. That's despite online retailers starting to charge for returns or charge return fees. And if you are shopping online on this Cyber Monday, Tanner Shin is with Elias Cybersecurity. He has some tips to keep you and your information safe.
Look at that URL, the actual website that you're going to. You want to make sure that it says, you know, yahoo.com instead of yah00.com. There's a lot of lookalike domains is what we call them, where it will appear to be correct, but it's not. And they're just waiting to steal your credentials.
A terrorist attack in Somalia has people once again on edge. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
At least four people have been killed and dozens more injured after jihadist militants attacked a hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The location is the Villa Rose Hotel near the presidential palace. Security forces are battling to regain control of the building after it was stormed overnight. An Al-Qaeda affiliate group, Al-Shabaab, has claimed responsibility. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's still no suspect in the killings of four University of Idaho students. They were stabbed at an off-campus home on November 13th. As much of the student body remains on edge after the murders, the school is preparing for remote learning options. The 19-year-old who killed 10 people in Buffalo, New York during a supermarket massacre faces mandatory life in prison after pleading guilty to state charges Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and what out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Chinese authorities tighten controls in reaction to rare nationwide protests against the country's zero-tolerance approach to COVID, dispatching police to prevent gatherings as state media reiterated support for the leader's stringent pandemic strategy. Regarding the protests continuing in China, Gordon Chang is the author of The Coming Collapse of China. He says these protests are different than the ones we experienced in the 1980s.
This is actually more dangerous than 1989, the Tiananmen Square massacre, because then protesters really wanted to keep the Communist Party in place, but just wanted to replace some hardline leaders. This is more like 1949, where the Chinese people had just given up on the nationalist government of Chiang Kai-shek, and then the Communists came in.
The U.S. men's soccer team is continuing its final preparations for an all-important soccer match on Tuesday.
The U.S. men's national team is gearing up for Tuesday's win-or-go-home match at the World Cup in Qatar. After ending each of its first two games in a draw, the U.S. needs to beat Iran in order to get out of the group stage. The U.S. is third in Group B with 2 points after playing Wales to a 1-1 draw and England to a scoreless draw. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lawmakers are back in Washington, D.C. Monday for a lame duck session of Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.